I think that the best I could say is to underline what the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Marta Hurtado, describes. I mean, she said that the violence and abuse against the civilian population in the east of DRC as possibly amounting to crimes against humanity. There is many different area of conflict in the eastern DRC. Not speaking about only the ADF, there is many Mai-Mai groups, there is different armed groups in that part of the country. And because of the activities, we are now still having over 3 million displaced children, which are at risk in that location. There is two issues which I would like to really to underline. First is that it's years and years that we have displaced people and displaced children in DRC. So it's not something new, but little by little it's forgotten. The second issue is that when you go to one of the camps, you are meeting 90 children, and then you meet a mother who used to be as well an IDP children at a time. And sometimes you meet as well the grandmother, and the grandmother was also an IDP children in the 90s. So there is a kind of perpetuation of generation after generation being displaced in that part of the country.
You're facing the situation, as you said, decades going back to the 1990s. And in the report, UNICEF is calling for an end to the conflict to put an end to the humanitarian disaster that has developed in the DRC, leading to these 3 million children being internally displaced. But from your point of view, from UNICEF's point of view, what is really needed to make that happen? Because simply calling for it doesn't make it so.
Well, you need naturally peace, and you need to have the right settlement of these people, ever in the area of origin, ever in new area of settlement. And I think that what they really need when they settle again is naturally to have a minimum of service on health and nutrition and receiving proper food and shelter and water. But then is to build the future, is to being able to bring education to them. Is as well to have peace education program so that then you try to cut the let's say the same situation happen after a few months or few years. You need to give an idea of the future for these children so that when they become adolescents, they have a different alternative than to, again, being part of a new conflict and being on the roll by one of the militia or others.
Who do you see as playing the leading roles in making that change?
Well, I believe that definitely the transition, MONUSCO is there, and as little by little, there is some armed groups who are ready now to give up the action. There is some opportunities in some areas, and we need, as we are doing, responding to an emergency, thinking at the transition and the development at the same time.